I was livid.
Folks, we are live. It is Trainwreck tonight. It is Thursday. You know what that means. Thursday night football. Lots to talk about tonight. First, myself, Degenerate L, along with Maniac, Topher, and Producer Burrs. We're going to be previewing some Bills Saints, talking some Sabres hockey, and we got college basketball back this weekend. Tonight's show sponsor, Rock Bottom. Why? 2-for-1 Goose Bombers, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Let's go. So, yeah, we have not been live since a very depressing Thursday night loss against the New York Jets. That took a lot out of us. I feel like a lot of people overreacted after that game, but we got the Saints coming to town as 3-point favorites as a dome team that typically does not play well in weather like this, and the Buffalo Bills are 4-0 at home. How about the Buffalo Sabres, too? Played a very, what I thought was a complete hockey game Tuesday night against the Capitals. They got the Panthers coming in town tomorrow night. I want a winning weekend. UB Bulls won Tuesday too. I got a little Maction win over Bowling Green. We got UB basketball starting tomorrow against Canisius. So let's have a Buffalo winning type weekend. And the Sabres need to start a winning streak tomorrow night.
At some point, they got to get rid of those first five they dropped to start of the season. You're absolutely right. People are completely down in the Bills. It's a big week. Just think about the differences in perspective going into next week. You beat the Saints, people are thinking that you have entrenched yourself back in the playoff discussion and that you can start jostling for position. You lose against the Saints, people are saying one more loss and it's an absolute tailspin. People are worried that the wheels are going
to
come off.
And that's the thing with McDermott now. It's like, you're right, we lose to the Saints. It's all mental with Buffalo players and fans. Can he change that? Can he change that culture? It looks like he somewhat already has, but you are so right. You go down to the Saints, it could easily spiral out of control, especially with the fans. I don't know what he can do with the players, but, I mean, you lose to the Saints, and you got to go to L.A., and you got to go to KC, and then New England's coming to town.
It's tough, and then there is the take out there that even if they lose this week, it's just a loss to an NFC team. Like, AFC teams are worse, but losses to AFC teams are worse, but this is a huge win if they can get it, because this is a team, New Orleans, that the other AFC East teams, obviously besides New England, are going to lose to. The AFC teams playing other NFC teams of this caliber are going to lose to. So it's still the percentage, like there's stats out there, the percentage of playoff chances if they were to win. What is going on in this game?
We got nothing going on. Basically, no, you're absolutely right. You have to win.
I just saw Russell. I saw Neon Green.
It's a must-win game. And I like the way it's setting up. You said it's a dome team that historically, Drew Brees does not play well outside in cold weather. I think it's a great matchup for the Bills. I think the line is pretty telling. You know, the Saints have won 5-6 games in a row, and, you know, they're just a narrow favorite at the Bills. I think the public's pounding the Bills after that Jets loss. Public perception in the NFL is crazy how week to week it is. And that's why all the more reason that after the Bills win by 13 this week,
two touchdowns,
they'll have them back deep in the playoff conversation going into next week.
What is Breeze's record under like 40 degrees? It's like 4-11 or something. He played in San Diego and he plays
like
in a 4-11. Dome.
4-11. It's very bad.
It's just one of those quarterbacks.
Outside under 45 degrees, it's
horrible. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. He's last 9 games, 7 touchdowns, 7 picks. So he's not nearly the same quarterback he is outside as he is inside.
So, real quick, a lot of people are talking about this belt. These fans are chiming in, explaining it. What is this? Why do you wear it?
Well, technically, it's the U.S. Championship, but I like to believe that it's because here in Buffalo, we have some of the most patriotic fans we could have. You know, we're not saying I'm not going to the game because, you know, saying we respect the rights that you get in this great country, and no matter what's going on in it, at the end of the day, we're patriotic as hell. We're here to have a good time. and it's friggin' America. Let's go.
Did you vote yesterday?
Of course. My man Steve Cishon didn't work.
What were people voting for? What was yesterday?
Byron Brown got reelected for the fourth time as mayor.
Did you vote, Al?
It wasn't yesterday. It was 2 days ago.
Whatever. Yeah, that's what I meant. Tuesday, this week.
Was it for like the school board or something?
It was for everything. Like, it was just for whatever was up for election this year.
Oh.
Well. I guess you didn't vote then.
Shout out to all the passengers chime in. But what do you expect to play a big role in Sunday's game? I mean, the weather is clearly going to be a factor.
The crowd.
Benjamin. Yep. Getting Benjamin and Clay back, this is going to be a whole new offense.
Yes.
The X factor and the wild card are both back in the offense.
And the defense looks healthy too, right?
Tre'Davious White looking good. Poyer practicing a full week.
Gaines
is still iffy. He's like missing some practice time, but that makes you think he'll play. When they're missing practice time, it's almost like, you know, like, they're more often to give it a try, and then they say no.
Yep.
Whereas when they hold you out, it's almost like they're holding, like, you know, Winston said this in the last couple weeks. They've been holding him out till Thursday or Friday. And they go, What's this?
West Side, baby.
No, that's something a crazy person does. No, but yeah, obviously, Fitzpatrick time over in Tampa Bay.
And the Saints actually have a dangerous running game this year, so if the Bills can stop that, that's a huge advantage.
Love it, Brad. That offense is going to be potent.
All right. I mean, this is a massive weekend. Florida Panthers are coming to town tomorrow.
We got Defile at Diane on Friday.
Yeah, Defile. 24 hours away.
Diane Defileman on Friday.
Happy birthday, Vinny Spano, Ethan Jacobs, seriously, and the NHL insider,
VIPs.
Tristan Ernst.
All the VIPs.
It's a huge weekend.
With that said, a huge weekend is going to be followed up by another huge weekend. You ready to tell him?
Oh, wow. So... Yeah, we do have some breaking news. So we got the Saints coming to town this weekend, obviously, for home games. Trainwreck Sports is not doing a show. We are all there. We pretty much all have season tickets. But the following week for the LA Chargers.
4:05 kick.
4:05 kickoff. And I hope that all the people that live in the city of Buffalo that don't live in the North Towns, take advantage of this. Because every live show we've done has been from the North Towns.
Or Nashville. North Towns or Nashville.
Or Nashville. Those are the only two locations.
We don't go halfway when we go
those
to
Those are
south.
The only two locations we've done. Next Sunday, 4 o'clock, Grandma Mora's on Hurdle. What's the street location? What and what? Hurdle and...
Sterling.
Hurdle and Sterling. Grandma Mora's, 4 o'clock. They have great specials.
The specials are insane. $3 for $5 tacos. The beer buckets are going to be insane. The atmosphere, you know, to be honest, for not being a sports bar, there are a lot of nice big TVs. It's going to be a great sleeper spot, and the Trainwreck Sports crew, Wrecking Crew, is going to make it absolutely the spot to be next Sunday versus the LA Chargers.
Were you saying tequila touchdowns?
Tequila touchdowns. Hey, every time. We're knocking them back.
Oh, got margaritas.
I am done. Sunday at 4 o'clock, margaritas. Just
literally, we're taking it's a train wreck takeover. We're taking over Grandma Mora's. You gotta be there, folks. Please, you gotta be there, or else you're missing out. We don't want to have to tell you how much you missed out.
And a follow up huge matchup against an AFC team. You know, the Chargers.
Of course. With that said, should we make some predictions for this upcoming New Orleans Saints matchup?
I want to get into Florida Panthers, Buffalo Sabres tomorrow night.
All right.
I keep dodging it.
I like it. I am dodging it. And you know why I'm dodging it? Because there's a lot of negativity about the Sabres. Let's take a look on the train wreck tracker. Okay. Where are we at on that?
I mean, is it still Sabres and Bills?
No. It's Sabres and Bills playoff chances.
Wow. You're still dipping lower.
Sabres are still more of a train wreck on the train wreck tracker.
It's leveling.
You're 6-8, right? They're 6-8. No, 5-8.
No, 5-8.
300, 500.
5-4-1 in their last 10 games.
Is the Housley system?
The last two without Risto. That's your best player on defense.
The scariest thing is Risto's week to week.
Yeah, that going from day to day to week to week is always a dangerous thing. So, in real life, when you go from day to day to week to week, that's a humbling situation for any young man.
It is, and you got a 3-game road trip after Florida.
Florida's a must win. I'm with you. I think the next 5 games are must win.
That Capitals
Tober,
game.
Where are you on that?
That Capitals game was what the Sabres should look like. Lehner makes some big saves. someone other than Eichel creates a goal. Benoit Pouliot with a beauty. His line creates a goal, and then the Sabres win. That's what it should. That's what it should be. If Eichel's line is the only one scoring, Lehner gives up a couple soft ones, which has pretty much been the story so far this year. Yeah. They're in trouble. But the Capitals right now, game is what it should look like.
I love that Pouliot, Okposo, O'Reilly line right now is the hottest line in the NHL.
Lots of experience there.
O'Reilly, Okposo, Pouliot, so hot right now.
Oh,
as always, the Train Wreck Tracker brought to you by D'Agostino's. D'Agostino's, the best pizza in Cheektowaga. Literally, you can't beat it. What is it? $10 one topping Tuesday pizzas?
Yes, large pizza.
$10 one topping Tuesday pizzas. You can't beat it. We're moving product here, folks. That's what we do on the train. You think it stops? You're wrong. Get off the train because we do not stop. If you think it stops, you got to get off the train.
Thank you. That's absolutely insane. And big news, one of our top producers, contributors to the show, Andy Olson, live at Studio D tomorrow night. He's projecting a 9 o'clock departure.
This is like the equivalent of in the Entourage movie when the big exec came on the set or onto the grounds. Remember when Ari had to run back to his office? Andy's showing up. Like, we're going to have to scramble, make sure everything's not a complete mess.
He sent the smirky face. He's got something lined up.
Oh, jeez.
He sent the smirk.
Yeah, that's what happens. We torpedoed him. So
here
fine.
He comes.
He's an Amanda Davies or whatever her name is.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Of course. Don't get Kevin Spacey.
Amanda Daniels.
Wow. People are saying talk Griffins versus UB.
Talk Griffins versus UB? What is there to say besides this is a matchup that's about as forgettable as a Nicolas Cage movie?
Same thing as Syracuse Cornell. Have a good one, bro. So, yeah, it's going to be – I'm happy college basketball is back, though. Starts tomorrow night. I could not be more excited. Give me Cornell in the points with Boeheim's son on the other sideline all day of the week. They're looking ahead to UB already. They don't want little brother taking down big brother. And you know what? You can laugh all you want.
Yeah, they're looking ahead to UB. They probably have some tournament that they have to go to, like, in Hawaii for a week and a half. But they're totally looking forward to UB
December. You're acting like you're going to Hawaii. We're going to the fucking Cayman Islands. So, sorry, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cayman.
Against Cincinnati. First game.
Cayman.
I just want to say once again, thank you so much to Rock Bottom for hosting the Wrecking Crew and Nate Oates tonight. We really appreciate it. That was awesome. Grandma Mora's coming up next weekend. A lot of big things coming up for this train.
Bills 29, Saints 16. You heard it here first.
Okay, 13-point win. You got a prediction for that game?
28-24 Bills.
Well, that's a high-scoring game.
I'll take it. I would hit a button in a second.
I got Saints 23-16.
By the way,
28-27 Bills.
Wait, 28-27 Bills?
I had to get.
Did they score 2,000 points?
You had to think of what team he was saying first.
No, I have to get Al's attention. He's like on radio tape delay right now.
He is on radio. He is in real life for sure.
This is the first. By the way, I heard rumblings upstairs. This is the first show ever at Studio D where there's snow.
It's not snowing.
Someone said it was snowing. I don't know.
Confirmed.
It's not snowing. Wait,
all right, never mind then. I have another announcement. I have another announcement. Is Deion Dawkins officially on this train?
He is.
It's not snowing.
Is Deion Dawkins on this train, and is he officially our weatherman? Because he told me.
Who?
Deion Dawkins told me that he's the official weatherman of Trainwreck Sports.
It's
yeah, because, no.
Because
I was asking him, like, what's the forecast like for this weekend? He said, you already know. A lot of implications there.
Deion Dawkins could be a future guest of this show.
Double D.
Double D. Double freaking D. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Thursday night, train wreck tonight. It's been a pleasure.
I got to be honest. A double question mark. Or A box question mark.
Good night now.